What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Monday Minutes here on the Gravity Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris. Thank you for choosing to tune in today. Hey, folks, in 5 minutes or less, I'm aiming to bring you value in your life, giving you actionable steps to improve your health and hopefully your happiness. With that, let's get into this episode of Monday Minutes. Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Monday Minutes here on the Gravity Podcast. I hope you're well. I hope you and your loved ones, your friends, I hope you're well. And I hear an awful lot of just the wear and tear the last few years have been on all of us. I mean, I've been very open about the wear and tear on me. And what I've heard is as I've shared my stories, people have told me, hey, thank you, because I'm struggling right now. My family is struggling right now. My kids are. And hearing other people talk about it is just letting us know that we're not alone. Last week, we talked about boundaries. And this week, we're going to be playing off of that, talking about sleep, your sleep health, folks. When I first struggled back in 2010, my therapist, I'm going to call her a coach for a second. She was a therapist. But therapists are really just coaches. They coach us into managing life better. They coach us through managing stress better. And one of the things that she did right off the bat was she established a sleep hygiene for me to follow. So I'm going to break that down for you here in just a little bit. But why? Why do we need sleep? I've heard people say all the time, you know what, when I die, I will sleep. Well, if you continue to have that mindset, you will die sooner. Sleep is at the cornerstone of our physical, our mental, our emotional health. I get a lot of what I'm talking about from the book, Why We Sleep, by Dr. Matthew Walker. It is a remarkable book. I get no proceeds by saying this to you folks. It is an amazing book. I would check it out on Amazon and buy a copy as soon as you can. Because what he does is he points out the impact that sleep or the lack of sleep has on our overall health. And he shares based on medical research, and he cites it. But he says based on medical research, if you go all night without sleeping, or if you're a night shifter, and you work the night shift, and you get home in the morning, and you don't go to bed, you are the equivalent of a DUI drunk. You're the equivalent. You have the response mechanism. You have the response time of someone who's DUI. And so I throughout my time of being a police officer, there were times that I wouldn't go to bed because I wanted time with my family, because they deserved it, because I needed to, I ought to. But really what happened was, I was showing up less ready to be a dad, less ready to be a husband. In Dr. Walker's work, he also talks about our amygdala and sleep. He says that sleep-deprived people have an amygdala that is less capable of handling stress. Pretty much the amygdala starts driving the ship, and your amygdala is your flight or fight response. And when you need to run away or fight, that's a really good thing. But when your kid spills milk on the floor and you start yelling, that's not a good thing. And the reason why it happens, in particular, if you are sleep deprived, is because your amygdala takes over the show and your prefrontal cortex, your reasoning, checks out. So the things that I've done in reference to my sleep hygiene, Jamie and I have blackout curtains. You don't even have to buy blackout curtains. Get cardboard, get tin foil, get whatever you want. Cover your window so there is zero light coming through your windows. We also drop the temperature in our house down to about 64 at night. And then we have nice, warm, heavy blankets that we have on top of us. We take a bath or a shower before we go to bed every night. I cut myself off of cell phone use, any type of digital technology about an hour before, just before I get in bed. I read, and that helps slow down my mind. Recently, I started taking some magnesium, and I don't know if that's helping yet or not. I just knew that that was something that helps people as well. So those are a few things that you can do to help your sleep hygiene. And all I can say is you need to double down so that you can show up as the mom, the dad, the husband, the wife, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the son, the daughter, whatever roles you have in life, so that you can show up as your best and be the person you want to be. Let's double down on our sleep, get great sleep, and take care of our brains and bodies. Take care of each other. God bless.